Today, we're just starting to look at Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10. Now, as we come to this next set of verses, Paul has just had an encounter with the Ephesian Dozen, a group of John's disciples who had not even heard about the Holy Spirit. Some 11 years before, this group of men were evidently introduced to John the Baptist's teachings and were baptized in preparation for the Messiah's coming. So for about a decade, they continued to await the Messiah. Then, Paul met them at Ephesus and explained to them that the Messiah had already come and that the Holy Spirit had already been given. The 12 were then rebaptized, quote, into the name of the Lord Jesus. But after that, when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and Luke tells us they spoke in tongues and prophesied. With all that having happened, we come to this next section of Paul's Ephesian ministry. Beginning at verse 8, here's what we read. Then Paul went into the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But when some of them stubbornly refused to believe and publicly maligned the way, Paul took his disciples and left the synagogue to conduct daily discussions in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years, so that everyone who lived in the province of Asia, Jews and Greeks alike, heard the word of the Lord. Now, as we saw before, Paul made a hasty departure to Jerusalem in order to keep his Nazarite vow. He had established a very good relationship with the Ephesian synagogue. Well, during his initial short stay, they had pressed him to remain with them longer. Now, with his mission to Judea and Syria completed, he had come back to Ephesus. He immediately resumed his Sabbath day synagogue discourses. So Luke tells us, Paul spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. During this three-month series, the members and the leaders of the synagogue actually enjoyed their debates with Paul. I find that somewhat amazing. John MacArthur notes that at least at the beginning, they must have been somewhat of an easygoing bunch. As he puts it, quote, at every other synagogue he went to, they blew up at him. But here they say, hey, this is good. We'd like you to stay. So what did he do there for 3 months? Luke says he spoke boldly. You know, that's only one word in Koine Greek. By the way, that's written in the imperfect tense. Well, I'll cover this again for us. In Koine Greek, one of the tenses is called imperfect. In the English language, that word means less than perfect. But in the Greek tense, it simply means a continuous action. In other words, Luke is telling us, for 3 months, Paul kept speaking boldly. By the way, it's the same word used to describe Apollos' preaching in Acts 18:26. Now, that's interesting. This is the first time we have read that Paul had the luxury of boldly debating that Christ was the Messiah in the same synagogue for 3 months. He's continually setting forth the truths about Christ's death, resurrection, and exaltation. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.